This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Well, 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 welcome to hour number two. If you missed hour number one, the Michelle Wolf left, ICE equals ISIS. Go back and get the podcast, video or audio. We've got it available for you up at TheBingeThinker.com. And this hour, she was an original. She was one of the OGs in this little segment that we call the Ladies Lounge. This segment has a bit of history. Because back in the day, here on Saturday nights, I used to do this broadcast. It was quite different, tone and pacing and everything else, with a man named Stephen Baldwin. He's now affectionately known as the man who's got the biggest headache of a daughter's wedding ever placed on his lap. But he's no longer in the radio business. He left a couple of years ago, and so we became Radio Night Live on Saturday evenings instead of Baldwin McCullough Radio. But in the lead up to the relaunching of this show, I was doing a nightly show that was winning its day part in New York City. It was a late night radio talk show, and we had some fun. And every night I wanted to feature a brilliant woman of media that I felt like doesn't get enough, I don't know, cred or screen time or any other types of things. And what's been fun about that is that several of those ladies that started out with me there, one of them is now a TV host on Newsmax. The other is the Republican National Committee's official spokesperson. The other one is one of the most read New York Post columnists in existence. And a number of them have got, well, one of them that replaced, when Kayleigh McEnany started on Fridays, she had to go to law school for a period of time, so Charmaine Yost came. Now she's in the Trump administration. Like, it was like every single person that came through that gate has gone on to really great things. And my next guest is no exception to that. She is a chief contributor to the Daily Wire, which is the Ben Shapiro internet properties, but there's a lot of content that they're kicking out there, not just from Ben. And Alicia does a lot of their video work, and you may also see her on HLN and some other networks from time to time talking about the issues of the day as well. She also writes for them and hosts a couple of different podcasts, I believe. Alicia, welcome back to the Ladies Lounge, one of the OGs.
I never thought I'd hear my name and OG in the same sentence, and now I can't get Straight out of Compton out of my head.
Well, the OG has become a common usage in the McCullough household. I'm not exactly sure why, but all three of the little ones seem to be quite fascinated by what constitutes the legal definition of an OG. So, Mom
why are
and
they
Dad...
keeping them at school these days?
No, this is from Mom. Mom's just hip, so she's giving them grief about, you know, no, that's not the original, et cetera. So anyway, hey, welcome back. It's like, good to have you.
So in other words, Mrs. McCullough is telling them, you might go to Gap Kids and buy the 90s denim acid wash jeans, but Mom had the OG pair.
Something like that. Something like that.
Gap Kids, if you hear mine, it's because it's bedtime and they might revolt on their meanie.
It should be bedtime, but let me quickly explain to everyone. Alicia doesn't have her kids up till 10 o'clock every night. She's on the West Coast. It's only 7 yep. o'clock there, which is the yep. bedtime in the McCullough house. The kids are in bed by 7 o'clock. So,
nice.
Appreciate that. And the more you have, the more thankful you are for 7 o'clock hitting every single day. So Alicia, welcome back. It's good to have you. I've missed talking to you. When you were on the nightly show and then the afternoon show, you were always kind of my go-to pop culture person. And for someone who has obviously a very deep background in campaigns and political work and so forth, you were always also keeping your eye on the pop culture political stuff. And I've got an event coming up probably within the next month where Janine Pirro may, in fact, be invited to be the keynote for the event.
Oh.
And she does it get any more red hot right now than Judge Janine? Your thoughts on the she and Whoopi beatdown that went down at The View this week?
I mean, if you've watched The View recently, the only reason it's semi-watchable is because of Meghan McCain's role there.
Right.
I think that she does a pretty good job of fighting for conservatism and libertarianism over there. And I would argue that, you know, she and Janine ended up kind of in the same corner the other day, but not the typical allies. It's just maybe because they both had an R after their name, right? So Janine was very broadly talking about Trump derangement syndrome, et cetera, et cetera. And Meghan was like, no, that's not me, but maybe that is other people at the table. And Whoopi was very offended by that. And some
well,
people
no, the reason she was offended is because when Meghan said, that's not me, Janine, you don't see it on camera, but she points to Whoopi. And Whoopi loses her God-given brain at that moment.
Yeah. And so some people, I actually think that it was already a scheduled break. There are other reports that think that, you know, Whoopi cut because she told her, you know, we're done, I'm done with you, and then went to a commercial break. But what's crazier is what happened afterwards. Janine Pirro told Sean Hannity, you know, buddy of ours, the other day, the same day when she did his radio show, that as she was leaving, she said, you know, Whoopi, it bothers me because I've done a lot for victims, because Whoopi's whole ire against President Trump is that, you know, he's hurting the little guy, right? The illegal immigrant, the women, the children, et cetera, et cetera. And Janine said, you know, I defend Trump because I've done a lot for the little guy. And Whoopi allegedly spat at her and told her to get the F out of the ABC building up there at Lincoln Center, which is just crazy to me, because a little behind the scenes here, I mean, Whoopi's always been a lefty, right? That's kind of her MO. But I remember when she would occasionally call into the Sean Hannity radio show and would have a friendly debate with Sean, or even back in the days of Elizabeth Hasselbeck being on The View, Whoopi would talk about how she passed a gun, and she would send the Hannity staff, you know, chocolates on our birthdays and stuff.
Right.
And I'm like, now we've gone to, if you work at Fox News, you know, you must have a scarlet letter on your chest. This is the era that we live in now.
Well, and let's talk about that for a second, because tomorrow my town hall column will again highlight two significant events this week that I feel like demonstrate that the left really in America does not like America. They don't like America as we have it. They don't like this America. They want a different country named America that has completely different values and built on completely different premises. But and I started a series of these columns a few weeks ago because it just hit me that there's, you know, they're trying to abort all of the traditional Americans and import all new voters, and they don't like the Constitution, so they want judges that ignore it. And you can just go down the list, but there's almost every aspect of modern leftism that they just, there's nothing about America that they like. So I'm coming to the conclusion that they just hate the country that they have. Well, if that's the case, I think it somewhat explains the out-of-the-box crazy that's been unleashed in Whoopi or anybody else. So to from her to be a somewhat normal functioning person a few years ago to now be spitting and hissing at people as they leave her studio doesn't really surprise me, given how nutty the whole left of center arena seems to be headed right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think I, as a conservative, like to look at the individual, and I think that individual liberals I meet are not to the extreme of a Whoopi or to the extreme of what you just described during that outline in your column tomorrow, but I think there is a broad swath, and President Obama, who was president for 8 years, talked about this, how he wanted to fundamentally change
transform,
the country.
Transform, yep. Well, and you know what? He was kind of the one that got it all started. And this, I think this is actually going to hurt them in the midterms and in 2020 if they don't keep it in check. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think those moderate Democrats, the people that were in the Rust Belt that didn't necessarily want their kids to go to LGBTQ classes at their public schools, they just wanted unions and they wanted some safety nets from government. I think those people, they still go to church. They don't want their kids to get abortions without their permission and a whole ton of other stuff. And I think that the more that the Cortezes and the Sanders and the Nixons do what they're doing, I think they're pushing those center-left people a little more towards the center.
And while by Nixons, you don't mean the New York Cox Nixons that still have our...
I mean the Cynthia Nixon. Yes, exactly.
Well, and you're right. And actually, a Democrat who was vice presidential runner with Al Gore, Joe Lieberman, has said the same thing this week. He said, if we have more Cortezes in our party, we are not just going to lose this midterm. We're going to continue to lose the White House, too, because that is not the majority of the country, and we cannot forget those middle Americans.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's popping up in ways that they didn't anticipate, and we're going to take a break here in a second. But when we come back, let's talk about this. Maxine Waters she had some thoughts about how people should push back. And then when she was told that protests were going to be at her place, she rallied supporters to come and to do a counter protest. And then sure enough, the original protesters didn't show up. And so what did her people do? Well, they burned the flag and chanted, you know, death to America and stuff like that. And you're like, what's wrong with you people? Like, there are people watching. This is not going to end well for you. It doesn't matter how many payoffs they can prove Trump had to girlfriends or whatever. You're going to end up giving him everything he wants if you don't moderate your message a little bit. Anyway, take this break. And when we come back, we'll get into that. Plus, I want to get Alicia's opinion on the ICE is ISIS controversy that has popped up on Twitter today. I'm Kevin McCullough. We are live from New York. It's Radio Night Live.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Radio Night Live, live from New York, watching on Biz TV, or listening on some great network of 300 radio stations across the country, and we couldn't be happier than to have you with us. We're also on Facebook streaming tonight, and it is the Ladies Lounge, where we highlight great, brilliant women in media and give them a little bit more airtime here. And I'm always happy to speak with my friend Alicia Krauss, mostly because she stems in her work back from New York. She's not here now, but she was one of the producers for Sean Hannity and helped him grow his work on radio for a number of years, and just did a great job in that capacity, and got to know she and her handsome man during that process, and we became friends as couples, and now we enjoy shooting Facebook and Instagram photos of our kids back and forth at each other, trying to arrange marriages. It hasn't worked out yet, but we'll work on that at some point. Alicia, earlier today I saw it melting Twitter. Michelle Wolf is out with this parody of ICE is ISIS.
Oh my God!
And I don't know if you saw it. It's 2.5 minutes. You'll want that time back after you do see it. But anytime you take any law enforcement and you compare them to a terror group on any level, humor, serious, anything, your thoughts?
Interesting that she would never do that with, I don't know, maybe the legally elected Hamas and Hezbollah. I don't think she'd ever do that with Boko Haram. I don't think I remember, you know, her other leftist comedians doing that with the Muslim Brotherhood after the fall of Gaddafi. You know, and as much as they hate Russia, they don't even do that with, like, Russia and the KGB or, you know, whatever their new name is that decide to give them over there.
Well, they don't really hate Russia. They just hate him because Trump had a meeting with them. That's the main thing is they just hate Trump. So, you know.
Alleged collusion, you know, no proof of that. But it is unbelievable and absolutely disgusting to me. This is the equivalent of, you know, when Colin Kaepernick wore those socks, you know, that depicted cops as pigs.
Right.
This is equal to me as people that, you know, spat on Vietnam soldiers when they came back from war. This is equal to those idiotic protesters when I moved to New York City at 18 that were burning American flags and, you know, saying Bush lied, people died, and saying that any man or woman that was in the military was a baby killer and a warmonger. It is not comedy. It is not funny. It is disgusting and it's wrong. And behind every form of comedy, there's a hint of truth, but there is zero truth or comedy behind anything that I've seen Michelle Wolf do.
Yeah. Well, you know, she came onto the spotlight mostly because she was able to call a bunch of women in the administration really horrible names. Mm-hmm. And she's kind of lived off that 15 minutes ever since. I think that's how she got her Netflix gig. But this is I find this so reprehensible. And Alicia, you live in California where the immigration issue affects more people than it does in New York City, so help me on this.
Oh, but you would be wrong there. Did you know that actually ICE, anywhere there is a border of the United States, including
right,
where
right,
you
right.
are.
Right, right, right. No, no, no. So all international airports.
Miles, 100 miles in. So if you look at a map of the United States and go 100 miles in, that is more than 80% of the United States ICE has, you know, power, and they have the ability to pull people over and to deport people. But so it isn't just in California. I think people automatically assume southern border states the most, but they're operating off of the borders of Canada. They're operating off of the ports of Boston and New York and San Francisco and Seattle,
sure,
as they should be.
Well, and my question, though, is this. We're not as impacted by the immediate drain on stuff that happens at the border, but I don't think most people understand what these guys do, and so they're dressing down every car. They're trying to stop MS-13 before they get in. They lead as dangerous a life as some of the men and women in uniform that are walking patrols in forward areas.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a couple friends that are in Border Patrol and have, you know, spouses in Border Patrol, and I often think that members of Border Patrol, ICE, and I don't know, the LAPD, I would be more afraid if my husband were putting on one of those uniforms every day versus him going to, you know, sit at Fort Hood every day, right? And of course there are often horrible incidents or attacks that occur on military bases, unfortunately at home and abroad. But these guys and women, by the way, are putting their lives on the line. And I think one of the best interviews I saw was with one of the spokespersons for ICE, and he was talking to Aaron Burnett, I believe, over on CNN, and he was talking about this is why we have to do what we're doing with the separation of these children, because coyotes will pretend like they're the dad,
yep,
and be bringing these 12-year-old girls across the border to sell them into sex slavery, and this is an unfortunate and awful thing that nobody wants to talk about. You know, putting these kids in a detention center away from their parents is awful and horrible, but I would think that it's a step better than sending them off to live, you know, in a whorehouse somewhere.
Well, and now that the policy's been changed, first by the executive order, but then by the judge, like, this isn't even an argument anymore. Now, it is,
yeah,
going to present a problem because you're going to have to start deporting entire families because,
yeah,
you still can't. Hold those children under lawful means, you know, outside of what's been allocated. So there's going to have to be a reckoning here. But let me ask you this. As you look at the 2018 elections and you see Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez touring with Bernie Sanders coast to coast, and, you know, they've got a legitimate beef to grind here. Bernie was,
uh-huh,
ripped off in the primary. They framed it. He did not necessarily lose fair and square. They feel a little bit like it's their time, their due, and they've got the energy behind them right now. Is that really wacko socialist far left influence in that party going to take over the Democratic Party?
I think it will take over the talking points and maybe a little bit of the money for a while, and definitely the media coverage over on MSNBC. But I do not think that it is going to overtake the average Democratic voter, and I think that's why Republicans are definitely going to retain the House, and I hope do pretty well in the Senate this fall.
Yeah, I've been a moving target on both of those elections because 6 months ago, I would have said, yeah, the House, you know, they pick up the House and maybe we hold the Senate. But it's gotten they just not put any limitations on the extreme that they're allowing their people to go out there
but
and say.
They, in some ways they have, though, because if you look at the more localized levels in some of the tougher races other than Cortez, you know, in New York, other places where the incumbent Democrat has been thrown out, it's typically with a more moderate looking Democrat that says, I agree with Trump on X, but I disagree with him on Y.
Right. That's how the guy in Pennsylvania got that nomination.
Yep.
He ran as a Trump-supporting Democrat, which was kind of,
yep,
an interesting case. But, you know, like in Alabama where Doug Jones took Sessions' seat, he's ending up now probably going to have to vote for Trump's SCOTUS nominee because there's going to be so much pressure back home in his in his state to not do that would be a little bit of political suicide. It's going to be interesting to follow. Alicia, great to catch up with you. We'll have to do it more in the future. Thanks for coming on back tonight.
Always happy to. Have a good weekend.
Reader on the Daily Wire, watcher on the Daily Wire, reader on the Daily Wire. Look for her on television and, of course, one of the OGs here in the Ladies' Lounge. Kevin McCullough, when we come back, more of your phone calls, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Got a lot to get to. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
I'm Robert Walensky. Los Angeles police say there's a possible hostage situation inside a Trader Joe's in Hollywood. SWAT teams on scene as customers run from the grocery store. Eyewitnesses say shots fired between the suspect and police outside. This all started with police pursuing the driver of the car, who crashes it, gets out, and then runs into the Trader Joe's in the Silver Lake neighborhood. President Trump on Twitter talking about the FBI raid of his lawyer Michael Cohen's office. Word audio tapes confiscated by the feds, and one is a reported recording Cohen makes while he talks to President Trump about a potential payment to a woman. Now the president tweeting, "Inconceivable that the government would break into a lawyer's office. Almost unheard of. Even more inconceivable that a lawyer would tape a client. Totally unheard of and perhaps illegal. The good news is that your favorite president did nothing wrong." Explanation point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
Glad to have you with us. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. That's my phone number for you to join the conversation. And curious as to what you've been hearing us discuss tonight and any thoughts you have on it. I want to say also a big thank you to Mike Lindell of MyPillow. You know, for the last, I want to say 4 years now, he has... the MyPillow folks have been the cornerstone sponsor of Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough, and really every broadcast that I do, all the stuff that we do online, all the archives that you see, every show that I'm a part of, Mike Lindell has been the key driving force behind that. And MyPillow has really changed people's lives. People are getting better sleep than they've ever gotten before. And right now, he has brought back his best offer, his most favorite, by far the most popular offer that he's ever had, and that is buy a premium MyPillow, and he'll send you a second one at absolutely no cost. 100% free when you call 800-506-2641 and use my promo code. Now, he's also got the lowest price on his bed topper that he's ever offered when you use my promo code as well. You may not get it with any other promo code, but you can get it with my promo code. And it is a significant reduction in the price, a significant percentage off the price. So if you're thinking you need a new bed or a new mattress, don't spend, you know, $2,000 on a new mattress. All the technology in the mattress that makes it work is in the top 4 inches. His mattress topper is 4 inches thick. It is made of exclusive, copywritten, patented materials. It keeps your body cool. It helps you to sleep in such a way that nothing else does. It gets you into delta sleep, which is the deepest sleep. It's one realm past REM, etc. But you can get that tonight at the lowest price possible when you use KMC as the promo code. And again, the phone number is 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code. Get your pillow free when you call to get a premium pillow. You're going to get a second premium MyPillow at no additional cost and get the best price ever on the mattress topper. In fact, the lovely bride got one when we were pregnant with Charlotte, who's now 3, going on 4 years of age. And she said that if she had had that in the earlier pregnancies, it would have made such a huge difference. She slept so much more comfortably. It literally was like giving us a brand new bed. That mattress topper is really worth it. So check that out. You can go online, use the promo code too, mypillow.com, or call them at 800-506-2641. So grateful to have you. So we've been talking tonight about the evidence that the left in America dislike America a great deal. They in fact, hate America. I believe that that's the case. Now, when Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are out telling people coast to coast about how terrible America is, they're asking for people to vote for them to change it into something else. Should that something else include, from where you sit tonight, the abolition of ICE, the elimination of the Immigration Customs Enforcement Agency? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We've already played a couple of times tonight this parody video that Michelle Wolf, a comedian, I use that word in quotes, put together for her Netflix TV show, where she compares ICE, our border enforcement, to ISIS, the terrorists that we are trying to kill around the globe. Is that fair? Is that right? Is that what should be happening? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Or is it just her attempt to be funny? Do I have my nose out of joint for no reason whatsoever? Because I'm not pleased when you take our military, our first responders, our law enforcement, our Border Patrol and ICE, when you take any of them and you wish them harm or you disparage them, I got a big problem with that. And one of the things I'm going to argue in my column that comes out at midnight tonight on townhall.com and will be available all day tomorrow on the front page there, is that this somewhat proves that if you're left of center, that you are in a group of people right now that really just hate America. Now, maybe you don't. Maybe you're a common sense Democrat. Maybe you're somebody that's kind of in the middle on all this. But here's the thing. If you don't put down this movement that's within your party, the Cortez Sanders wing, the Cynthia Nixons, these people that want to literally turn America into something other than what she is, if you don't put them down, they're going to take over your political party. Where are you going to have to turn? There will not be any room for common sense moderation on the left of center political scale if these people have their way. And I think it's a very worrisome thing for America. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
So glad to have you with us. Welcome back to New York. It's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough. Couldn't be happier than to have you here every Saturday night. Whether you agree with me or not, it's always fun to get together, have a little chat, talk about stuff that's going on, and sometimes if we can, even try to have a laugh or two, although I realize it's not very common that people laugh about things anymore. But let's take your calls, 888-340-3373. I've just got a simple question. When these people Cynthia Nixon, the actress who's running for governor of New York State, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who's running for Congress in the Congressional District 14 of New York State, but she's now on the trail with Bernie, running here and there, telling everybody. When Bernie Sanders, when Michelle Wolf, the comedian, when other left-of-center personalities are out there saying, abolish ICE, stop ICE, and ICE, is it the right thing to do to compare them to ISIS? Because that's what some of them have taken to doing, and I'm just curious. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Take a few more of your calls. Let's go to line one. Tom is calling from Florida tonight, listening in Tampa, and he's joining us. And I always say this, if you disagree with me, you get to go to the front of the line. Tom does. Tom, welcome.
Hello.
You're on the air, Tom.
Yes, hi.
Go ahead.
Okay, yes. I'm not sure what... Yeah, I have no problem with ICE. I just... I had a problem with the separation of families a while back, a couple of weeks ago, whenever that was.
Sure.
Because they were trying to get... These families, these people were trying to get in, but they were detained from getting in at the points of entry. They had to do other things. They were so desperate to get into the United States that they did other things. They got in incorrect areas, and that's why they were separated from their families, because any felon or somebody who commits a misdemeanor, they have to be separated
right,
from their children
right.
When they get into this. But they weren't able to get into the correct points because they were not, things had changed. They weren't allowed to get in at those points. That's why there were so many children who were separated.
Well, no, if they were denied entry, if they were denied entry at the proper points of entry, they were denied entry because they didn't either have the proper paperwork, or they couldn't prove who they were, or there was something that...
I think there was it was from the top down. It was there was a new policy that they weren't... There was less people that were going to be allowed in, and so they had to find other means. If you're desperate, you're desperate. You know, you and me, if we're desperate, if we're
yeah,
on the side
Tom,
of the road...
Yeah, but Tom, your facts aren't matching what the actual reality is.
No, this is what I've heard. I heard this from MSNBC. I heard this from other people.
Yeah.
And, you know,
well, I don't trust MSNBC. What I do trust is the Border Patrol. Well, okay, that's fine.
I don't trust Trump talking with Putin either.
Okay, that's fine. I trust the Border Patrol. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
If you have a proper application for asylum and you come through one of the, can you stop talking long enough for me to say something and then respond? Could you just try?
Your wife.
I'm just asking.
To me.
I try to get four words out, and you try to shut me off. Can I please make my case?
I'm never told this. I'm always told I don't talk enough. Now, I don't understand where you're coming from.
I don't know who told you that, but I would have them reconsider. Okay, let me just make my statement,
I'm an introvert.
Let me make my statement, and then you respond to it. How about that?
Go ahead.
Okay. I mean, if we're keeping you from something very busy, there's other people that we can take on the air.
No. When I hear that the left is trying to kill America, like you were implying a few minutes ago, I had to call.
Yeah,
in.
They don't like America as it is. The left doesn't like America. They don't.
I'm a Democrat and I love America.
Yeah, but you don't want.
Why do you say
you
that?
Don't. Well, most leftists, and
that's
I'm not including all. Gosh, you are so frustrated. You're worse than my 8-year-old. So here's the thing.
Well, maybe you should listen to your 8-year-old.
Okay, that made sense. Okay, so most leftists I know do not include all Democrats. I think that there's a large portion of the Democratic Party that is much more moderate, and I think that they happen to be maybe sympathetic towards larger government for safety net measures, for, you know, protections, et cetera, not necessarily wanting to, you know, educate every kid in an LGBTQ curriculum or give abortions to people, et cetera, et cetera. I think there's a lot of Democrats that aren't extreme, but the Democratic Party appears to me to be at this moment being overtaken by the Bernie Sanders crazies that are there. And this Cortez and Nixon and these people, these are kind of evidences of that. But let me just follow that up by saying this. I think it's going to be moderate Democrats that are going to have to stand up and take their party back if they're going to be successful, because I don't think that the center left, the center right, the center at large likes the really wacky stuff that Sanders is putting forward. I think that patriotic Americans want justices on the Supreme Court that will govern according to the Constitution, not according to whatever they feel like making up. And if that's you, then you're a moderate Democrat. You're not what I would consider a part of the hard left.
Well, that's good to hear, because usually whenever I tell anybody that I'm a Democrat, they're like, oh, gosh, if you ever voted for Hillary, kill you now.
Really?
It's like no one.
I don't know anybody that would ever, I don't know one conservative that would kill anyone for who they voted for. So,
well, not kill, but you got to hear some of our political ads down here. They're like, this person sided with Hillary Clinton. You know, oh, my gosh.
Well,
you know,
Hillary did not have good intentions towards America, and that's what most of the voters in the last election decided. Tom, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Angel calling also from Tampa real quick. Hello, Angel. Line 2. Angel, are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can.
It's the second time I'm talking to you.
Oh, well, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here. What's your thought?
Listen, I'm really ashamed that I'm from Puerto Rico, and I think that Anastasia Cortez is a young Puerto Rican from New York. She doesn't know what she's talking about, but I think she's inclined to be a socialist. That's why she used the word red in Kansas. We're going to take this state for the red. I'm really praying for her that she comes down and realize that this is the greatest country besides Israel.
Oh,
and
it's
I'm
so
praying
true.
For Mr. Trump. See, they don't know Mr. Trump. They don't know the agenda. You know, I don't care what Mr. Trump does in his personal life, what he said. I don't care about his money. He was put there by Jesus. I just finished the book of Daniel. If you ever read the book of Daniel, my son's name is Luis Daniel. Daniel, read about it. God is the one who put
well, thank you, Angel. Actually, that's true. He raises up and he puts down the leaders that he wishes. And if you believe Scripture, as I do, that's exactly what it is. Let's go to line 3. Tom is calling from New York City. Hello, Tom.
Yeah,
actually, Tom, hold on. You're gonna be the first one up after the break. We got to take this real quick break. It's Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
So glad to have you with us. It's Radio Night Live, Kevin McCullough. Let's quickly go back to the phones, 888-340-3373. Do you have a problem with ICE being presented as ISIS? That's how we started this whole conversation. Tom is calling from New York City, and as I promised, he gets to go first. Tom, welcome back. Glad you're with us. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, I don't see any reason to disband ICE. And let me preface what I'm about to say by the fact that I'm an independent. Now, when you call out Maxine Waters' crowd, I think it would be only right if you talked about the crazos on the right as well. Lest we forget Charlottesville.
I don't see anybody on the right burning flags and chanting death to America. My only point is that they hate America.
Remember the guy driving the car that killed the woman in Charlottesville? You forgot about that?
Sure, he hates people. I'd be comfortable saying that he hates people, particularly people that he's prejudiced towards. So I would be accurate in saying I'm accurate. I'm accurate in saying that he hates black people and he hit black people with his car to try to kill him. That's proof that he hates black people. And when people outside Maxine Waters' office burn the flag and chant death to America, I can accurately say that they don't love America.
That's not representative of Democrats in America, okay? You're using an isolated...
No, I'm just saying it's representative of them. Bernie Sanders and Cortez and all these other people that don't want the America they currently live in just don't want the America they currently live in, and they're trying to take over the Democratic Party and make everybody else want the same thing.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
What's your take on Soshi?
On what?
On... I call it Helsinki. Helsinki.
Helsinki?
What's your take on Trump making a complete fool of himself with Putin?
I think it's interesting that the people who criticize him for not supposedly having the back of his intel and law enforcement communities are the same ones that want to get rid of ICE. Like, they don't like that law enforcement, but they want the president to embrace all law enforcement absolutely equally, especially if the DOJ and the FBI haven't exactly been straight with him since he was campaigning. I think that's interesting.
Well, all I could say is Tillerson called him a moron, and General Kelly, his chief of staff, who's been shunted out of meetings now, called him an idiot. And the reason he called him an idiot, one of them
all right.
is...
So, not only can I say that the guy that ran into people with his car in Charlottesville hated human beings, not only can I say that the crazies outside of Maxine Waters' office hate America, I can firmly say that Tom in New York hates Trump. Thanks for the call. Real quickly, Paul in Louisville, real fast before we go. Paul in Louisville, you got 20 seconds, Paul, go.
Okay, I'd like to know if Peter Fonda is a member of NAMBLA. I think that's what they call it for when he said he should somebody should kidnap the president.
Paul, thank you for the call. Yeah. Let me give you my best take on that. I don't have any clue if Peter Fonda is a member of NAMBLA. I think he was talking about kidnapping Trump's son as retribution, not as sexual plaything. But I'll let him answer for that.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.